producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Auto World AM. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who is on assignment, but he will rejoin you again tomorrow. Coming to you live from the color studios of Newstar 1400, WFPA, in Fort Payne, Alabama. And along with me, the scourge of the West, in his gig community just outside Boise, Idaho, my good friend Mark Evans. Hey, Mark.
Well, good morning, Mike. Good to be with Motor Mike next to you this morning on Auto World. Like I say, the AM edition, we're live, which is, I feel alive when I'm on Auto World. You know it?
Yeah.
Feels good to be here, being an automotive technician all my life, 35 plus years. You know, Mike, it gets depressing to being out there in the cave called the man shop there, you know, under the hood with your neck crooked this way, your arm crooked that way, your ankles crooked that way, and you can't walk when you get out. So it's kind of nice to be here to be on the radio. And
you sit in a chair and chat.
Feet up, big, huge, fat stogie in my mouth. No.
That's right.
Drinking Folgers, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Sometimes granddad sits in for me, though. No, never. No, it's great to be with you, to share the mic, and been with Bob Long. Met Bob Long, a little history between Bob and I, Mike, years ago at Greenwich, Connecticut, at a car show. And guess what we were doing?
I would have no idea. I'd be afraid to guess.
We were broadcasting. Yeah, we were both behind the microphone, behind the McGuire's Broadcasting Network back in the day. And Bob had some of the affiliates that he has today that I'm on with him here, and you are, of course, too. And then I had my talk show going back in the day, and we both took our time behind the microphone to get interviews with Barry McGuire, McGuire's Car Wax Company, and it was fun. Got to see a lot of great people. I actually judged cars at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance. Bruce Winterstrom, he's no longer with us today. He's passed away now, but he asked me, he said, I understand you've judged cars before in car show. I said, yes. He says, you know, and your love affair is cars. I says, it is. And you know what you're looking for. You've not only, Mike, I have the repair shop. I had an appraising business where I appraised damaged automobiles for the insurance companies. They're independent, you know, eyeball.
Yeah.
So I like cars. I know cars, and it's fun to I guess I got oil running through my veins.
Well, you know, once you got it, you got it. And that's the same way it is with radio. You know, once you've got that in your blood, you've got it. So we've got kind of both of them going.
Yeah. Yeah, we're like the couple chumps on a Saturday morning that people can stump.
That's right. Stump the chump.
Please stump us. We got HUD out there. What the heck, Mike? What's HUD stand for?
That's right. We want to let everybody know that all across North America now, you can call and reply to this or give us your opinion about anything. 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261.
I'm going to add to the mix, though.
Okay.
Mike, why not? Have some fun this hour in Auto World.
Absolutely.
Because we always have gifts from our sponsors, and tip my hat, sponsors believe in us and want to, you know, share with our, you know, public there. Bob's got a big trunk on his Lincoln, and, you know, those Lincoln's, those old 53 Suicide Lincoln doors.
Yeah.
Boy, they got I told Bob he should just sell his house and live in the trunk. Square footage. But he can't because there's so many gifts in there. We got to get them away. You know, we got to get them out there. So we got J.C. Whitney and Haynes and Wash Drops and Busted Knuckle Garage, a whole bunch of stuff. But let's add to the mix, Mike. And this is like a new one. No, I didn't talk to you about this. So here we go.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm sitting down.
All our listeners, and by the way, my email, they can email this in too if they'd like, at autotalkradio@yahoo.com. Here it is. Fill in the blank. One word. Just one word, Mike. It's real easy.
All right.
My blank is as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail. Hey, get your mind out of there now. Oh, come on. Hey. My blank is as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
Okay.
Fill in the blank. One word. So that we're going to have that cooking, of course, the whole hour.
I'm sure.
Or maybe not. AutoTalkRadio@yahoo.com. There you go.
Interesting.
Yeah, that'll
answer that question will get all the marbles, won't it?
It will. It will. Now, I don't have a new Ford or Chrysler or Chevy to give away yet, but we're working on that.
Watch drops and
oh, yeah. And by the way, when the folks call in, say hi to Jag John. He's our engineer that will take your call. Jag John, he's jagging it.
Yeah. We're about to get a response here, I'll bet.
Hey, you know who's going public this next week?
Who's that?
You know what that means when you go public?
You're talking about stock, I presume, going privately held.
You guessed it, darn it. See, it's stocks and cars with me, I guess, anymore. What company's going public this next week?
Oh, boy, Tesla.
It's the car industry. Now, Tesla is already public.
It is, okay.
And we're going to talk about that company here, too, this hour a little bit. Got some interesting news about them. But Ferrari, going public. Yeah.
This first time?
It is, yeah. Fiat actually bought them. They bought 50% of the company back in the mid-60s. Because Enzo Ferrari wasn't doing too good in the mid-60s, so he teamed up with Fiat. Fiat says, hey, can we buy half your company? Well, today, Fiat and Chrysler's merged, of course, to come together, and today, if you own their stock, you're going to end up with some Ferrari shares, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting. Ferrari is what, to all of us, what color does Ferrari stand for, I guess. What color do you think of?
Red would be the first color to come to my mind.
Yeah, red's the color of Ferrari. Of course, they have blacks and yellows now, but red is their key number. He was racing. Enzo Ferrari was racing back in 1929 and officially decided, you know, hey, why not do something here? So he started, I'm going to do my own car, and he founded Ferrari in 1947. And what's kind of interesting, very expensive cars, of course. Not every, I guess we can say Tom, Dick, and Mary can own one.
That's true.
You know, in 2014, they sold 7,255 of them for, it's the millions, that million word again, right?
Well, they're basically handmade, though.
They are, yeah. But you can still own some of them. The IPO is coming out, so you don't, you know, I can have fun with it.
Own a piece of the company. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I thought, you know, listeners could tell their friend, you know, here by the end of next week, hey, I own a Ferrari. Tell their neighbor, hey, I own a Ferrari. Really? Yeah. Where's it at? You know,
right neighbor's pocket.
Right here in my pocket. Got the keys to it right here. See my stock certificate? But yeah, that's some news that's in the public eye, public called stock market. So they're looking at, of course, trying to raise billions of dollars. And so things change. You know, Mike, it's amazing how businesses change over the years in the automotive industry.
I never would have thought Fiat would have been in a position to do what they've done. Of all people, Fiat.
Fix it again.
Yeah, I had a couple of them, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they didn't go over well. Remember the X19?
Uh-huh.
Well, then they pulled out of the American market after that, and then all of a sudden their back was buying Chrysler, and we're seeing Fiats running around, these little Fiat 500s.
Even
Pope is in one. I'm surprised they didn't get him a white one, though. But anyway, we're coming up. We got to take a local break. There's much more Auto World to come. We're going to be asking quiz questions and generally talking about what you need to be doing in this transition period here. We're coming up on winter. So stay with us. Much more Auto World to come straight ahead on the Genesis Communications Network.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
And welcome back to Auto World, live on this Saturday morning. It's good to be with you here. Bob Long is on assignment. He'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm Mike Wallace, and Mark Evans is along with me. And, gee, what were we talking about before the break, Mark?
Fasten your seatbelts, Mike.
That's right.
Well, we've got HUD, H-U-D. What's HUD stand for? AutoTalkRadio at Yahoo.com is my email. And what's our phone number again, Mike? I forgot.
It is 855-660-4261. That's toll-free from anywhere in North America.
And you can email at any time, of course. And, Mike, too, folks can not only email me during show hours, but after hours is fine, too, if they got a car question about if they've got a smell or if it's making a real weird tick, tick, tick noise. Or the biggest thing that I'm finding out, Mike, in my career and my life today is I'm pretty much more of a consultant than I am a repair person.
Mm-hmm.
People call and email and say, Mark, I don't understand the bill. I don't understand why it's cost this much. Can they get away with that, Mark? Where did they get that price, Mark? Is that a good part brand, Mark, that they put? I mean, those kind of questions. Can I do it myself, Mark? Should I do it myself, Mark? I mean, all those are easy questions. But even me, right here, Mike, too, sometimes my customer doesn't want to understand. Is that the best way to say it politely?
Yeah.
You've been there. Now, you had an automotive repair shop.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking and listening and fixing.
Yeah.
And I gotta say that, you sometimes have to just listen and not talk. And so if the technician, the doctor of your car, is trying to describe or figure out how to get the easiest way for me to say this, sometimes we're more technical. I call it mechanic jargon. We talk in mechanic noise, and the consumer, the customer, doesn't understand that. So, it's hard, Mike. It's communication. That's why I like the radio side, is because I can help our listeners, and I've been, I guess, known for that I can kind of draw pictures with words, and that's what the whole key is here. I like to use food. I like to use the human body to describe what's going on with their cars, and then they understand. My customers understand. That's the whole thing. So you got, can you see it? Can you smell it? Can you hear it? And if you can, call me or email me. And you know what? It doesn't cost anything, Mike.
There you go.
This doesn't cost a thing
about it. It's all free.
Yep. But darn it, these car companies keep changing things up on us, and they keep getting the Reliant K out there we had back in the past, and some of the Fiats that we called as Mechanics Fix It Again, Tony. We can talk about the AMC Pacers. We can talk about the Gremlins. Those are worth money today. But back in,
I had a Gremlin and a Pacer.
Oh my gosh, hundreds and thousands of dollars, Mike.
Pacer station wagon with the wood sides.
Are you kidding me?
It was burnt orange. I mean, it was so ugly, it was cute. And it had sport wheels on it. I mean, this was
money today. That's money. That's money.
A 2 6-cylinder engine. It was made by, who made that engine?
AMC.
Was it an AMC motor?
For the Pacer, right?
I had a Gremlin, too. I had a Levi Gremlin.
That's so rare today. That, how about Chevy Vega? Remember the Chevy Vega with the aluminum blow-up engine?
Yep, I had one of those, too. Not the hot one, just a regular old Vega. It was a 73. The millionth Vega model was all burnt orange with the white racing stripes on them.
Oh. Man, I'm talking some... That's pure gold today when it comes to... If that was up on the auction block, they'd be fighting over it. There'd be some black eyes trying to get to that thing. But you know what? All those cars my kid gave us... I lived through it, still am, fixing things, repairing things. Why did they design it like that? Those kind of questions come to me while I'm working on them. But all that brings us up to better cars today. Or are they better? They're faster, they stop quicker, they corner better, all that. Well, Tesla. We've heard of Tesla out there, of course, haven't we?
Yeah.
Electric. Yeah, they're electric cars.
Yeah.
But just a couple, just $100,000+ is all, huh, Mike?
Yeah.
Guess what they did this last week? They unveiled self-driving. There you have it. Tesla unveiled it. Uh-huh. All they had to do, this is what's really unique. So if you got a Tesla car, one of our listeners, 1,000 of our listeners out there could have a Tesla. All they did was basically Tesla says you can download the self-driving from your computer to our computer to your computer in your car, and you got self-driving now. That car's already been designed and built for self-driving.
Huh.
They just didn't unload. They didn't have the software figured out, the program yet figured out, to have it downloaded when they built and sold the car to the folks. So today, I watched Phil LeBeau there with the CNBC. He's an automotive contributor reporter for them, and they had cameras, Mike. They had the van next to him while he was driving a Tesla, and they had the cameras inside the Tesla. They were showing that all he was doing was touching the button on the steering wheel and took his hands off of it, and he turned the blinker on to the left lane. The car went over to the left lane, went back around the other car, went back. Nobody was driving except the computer. So it's coming our way, and
I'd have a hard time trusting it personally.
Yeah, you know, you can't fill the car, you can't drive the car, you can't, you know, grab the weight and drive around the corner.
Yeah,
you know?
But I feel that way about cruise control too. You know, when the pedal drops out from under your foot, it just gives you that kind of a nervous feeling. Does me. Well, listen, yeah. I need to insert a little program note for my local listeners. We're going to be breaking away at the bottom of the hour for the pregame. It's Alabama football Saturday here in Alabama. We'll be here for the rest of you on the network, but my local station is going to switch over to the pregame show with Eli Gold, and that'll be at 11:30. They play Texas Tech today, and kickoff is at 2:30. So we'll start the pregame. It'll be the Crimson Tide game day. That begins at 11:30. So stay tuned for that. The rest of you along the network will have to put up with Mark and I.
Hey, Alabama, their football team's doing good.
Yeah, they had a little... things got a little bad at the beginning of the season. There was one loss. I think they're rated number eight now. And Auburn's their big rival here in Alabama, and they took a couple of losses, and they're out of the top 20. So, but Alabama's got a shot. They've only got one loss, and we'll see how they do. And
yeah, they're doing real good. Hey, I watch them.
It doesn't mean anything to the rest of the people along the network, but I wanted our people to know that, hey, right after that break, we're gone.
So I'll give them one last second here, I guess, to fill in that blank.
Yeah, right? About 30 seconds.
My blank is as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
I'm almost afraid to ask. What is it?
Okay. Now, this is from the music song.
Oh, yeah, we got 15 seconds.
My Chrysler is as big as a whale, and it's about to set sail.
Oh, my.
Who sang that?
Now, where can you get entertainment like that? So
that's right.
With us, join us on the other side when Auto World continues right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords?
Welcome back to Auto World. Bob Long is on assignment today. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, and we are talking about all things automotive. If you want to get in on the discussion, it's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Call us at 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Join in the fun. And we are having a lot of it right now.
Well, it's just
having over there in his chair.
It's nice that they're tuning us in and turning us on, Mike.
That's right. Absolutely.
As we say in the radio business, hey, we had the HUD out there. What does HUD stand for? H-U-D. I got an email that came in during our break from Jim, and he's listening to us, Mike in Georgia.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on WNNG, and it's 99.9 FM. So, wow. Hey, thanks, Jim, for listening, and all the folks, welcome to the affiliate. He has the answer, Mike, to HUD. HUD. He says it's heads up display.
And he's absolutely right.
He's right. So he gets the Bob Long's trunk of Lincoln trunks full of goodies from J.C. Whitney and Wash Drops and Haynes and a whole bunch of goodies. So he'll be surprised. Yeah. Along with that big shipping bill, too.
It's just across the border from where I am, where he is. So.
Oh. Hey, talking about border and all.
Yes.
Share with our listeners, Mike. I was shocked. You and I were talking last night off air, of course, and you were telling me about all these car manufacturers. Well, you were just talking your normal talk. You know, we were having fun talking. But you said Toyota. Share with the listeners how many brands of cars are around you, manufacturing plants.
Oh, it's incredible. They've come to the south. Volkswagen is in Chattanooga, which is about 45 minutes to the north east of me. Toyota is just outside Huntsville. Mercedes is down further south in Alabama. And there's just a lot of manufacturers, particularly Asian manufacturers, have come to the south. to avoid import tariffs before, you know, they're working out this TPP thing. But the only way they could avoid it was by building the cars here. And, you know, that gives our people work, but it still gives the Japanese company the money. But the funny thing about it is anything that's made in America is called or classified as a domestic car. So the Mercedes that are made here, the Toyotas that are made here, the Hondas that are made up in Ohio, they're classified as domestic cars.
But still made in where? The U.S. of A.
U.S. of A, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and like you said, they're giving jobs for our folks. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I think it's great. That's why I wanted to say something to you about that. I think it's awesome. And then, of course, the moonshining happened back in your day, too, back in the early days. Moonshining and using cars to transport.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, wait a minute. What was the most favorite car that the moonshiners used to use, though? You know, like the salespeople out there today are saying, well, I need the Dodge Magnum four-door station wagon to do my sales calls because I'm on the freeway and I'm going from state to state to state to deliver and sell my products. Wonder what the favorite car was back then to run moonshine. Now, didn't you say Uncle Jack was right around the corner from you, too? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How close is Uncle Jack?
Lynchburg, Tennessee is, maybe... not even 100 miles from here.
Huh.
Make Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
And in a dry county.
Yeah.
It's really ironic. So there's lots of things down here. And since it came that way after the war and air conditioning came into wide use in the South, that Coca-Cola, I think, was the first big company to come to the South. They're headquartered in Atlanta, I believe. and car companies... and mainly, you know, foreign manufacturers. I don't think any of the domestic ones are down here. But they did it to avoid tariffs. So if you look on your door jamb of your car, it will tell you where it's made. That's federal law says it has to state that. No matter what kind it is, where it was built, what factory. And you'll see that there. If you have a Toyota Camry and it says it's made in Huntsville, Alabama, you have a domestic car. If you have one that was made in Japan, it will say that there, too.
Mikey, you really got to, it's kind of, what we say, like the family tree behind the VIN number of your piece of metal you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Does it really matter? I mean, well, if you think about it, all of us, where'd we come from, you know? And you can think about that, Huntsville is how close to you now in Fort Payne?
80 miles.
80 miles away. So if I, like you're saying if I bought a Toyota, this is Huntsville, your neighborhood built my car for me then.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, it doesn't really matter. It does matter. It really, really does. Hey, you mentioned Mercedes. Okay, so they're classified as domestic, like you said, because they're made in the United States. Mm. And is the only difference between the Mercedes UK over here, over there, here, across the pond, just steering wheels on the right side versus the left side?
Well, other than, I don't know if the emissions are different or not. They may well be. But you would think they would try to keep the differences to a minimum.
Yes. And they do. I've had opportunities to be with Bob Long over in Frankfurt. We were broadcasting over there at the International Automotive Show, and it's big. It's huge. And I was looking at the cars as a technician now, you know, going under the hood with my eyeball.
Yeah.
Because on the outside, in fact, that's where they debuted the Chrysler PT Cruiser over there. And we were there and we watched it and saw it and all that. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I started looking as a technician underneath the skin of the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that, you know, hey, wait a minute. There's differences here. A lot of differences. And as the aspect of the engineering part of it or not the engineering part of it, but does it really matter? Well, I know that I've got some Mercedes-Benz customers that, in fact, I can't get the part, Mike, here in the States. I've got to go over to Germany and get it shipped over here because it's a different style. The mounting bolts, the way it mounts is different. So, not saying it's good or bad, but there is a difference. So, you know, like you said, look on the door and look on the VIN number, too. If you really want to know the family tree of your vehicle, go get the VIN number. In fact, Mike, trying to get parts at the dealership for cars anymore when I call the parts store, and I'm putting this out there to all our listeners, because if you're trying to find the correct part, or do you, you know, you bought a 2013, let's say, Mike, and they ask you earlier or late, huh? yeah, in the parts store says early or late. What do you mean? Well, it was born early or late. What's that mean? You know, well, that means the first part of the year, second part of the year, right. you got to go to the VIN number again. So here, did you know that October is the magic month? October's the month that most 99% of the cars used as the following year. So when you're buying a car, Mike, of course, the best time to buy a car is at the, what, end of the month.
Right.
Not wait till the end. So we got the 17th of October today. We're live. And just wait 10 more days before you go decide to go buy that car.
You got you.
Our listeners have 10 days to do their homework before they go buy it. And they get a better deal because of allocation numbers. If they haven't hit their allocation numbers, the dealer, or they haven't had the right numbers the whole month, they're trying to make up for them, and they want the car gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and now we've got the closing out of one model year as the new model year comes in, and you get a good deal on a new 2015 model as opposed to a 2016 model.
Yeah.
So they're both new, you know.
Yeah, and VIN number tells you everything.
Yeah,
it's good.
Well, we're going to continue. We got to take a break. It's about that time. But we got much more of Auto World to come, so stick around. We're going to be here until the top of the hour. And, of course, we've got the HUD question answered, so.
Yep, I have Volkswagen information that I shared with a little teaser on Bookface, Facebook.
When Auto World continues right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet, and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic, but after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. This is Mike Wallace sitting in for Bob Long, who will rejoin you on tomorrow's program. Mark Evans is here with me, and we got an answer to one of our questions. What is HUD? And it's a heads-up display that you see in a lot of cars now, and Mark had a winner. And
yeah.
They were where?
Out of Georgia.
In Georgia, okay. That's right. WNNG, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1993, Mike, was when the first production of the delivery of the heads-up display. What that is called a data vision. Creates a virtual image on the windshield in front of you so you can see how fast you're going. And you can see right through it. It's like a... Huh? I mean, 1993. That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
It's surprising how long it's existed. It wasn't very well. Who was it developed? Was it Cadillac or was it Chrysler?
Cadillac.
Okay.
Cadillac, according to the stats here. But it's quite interesting. Now, that was one of those, let's try it again. And I have a friend that's got a Buick LaCrosse that is a pretty new car, man, 2 years old, that he's got heads up on it. And no problems with it. It's there.
Now, some of them have night vision projected that way, too, on them.
They do. Those? Yeah. It came, you know how that came to be? Is aircraft. Aircraft.
Yeah.
They had to have the heads up there because, you know, fighter pilots and stuff, they need to see the stats, what was going on with these airplanes, why they're doing, you know, who's out in front of them at the same time, which button to hit to get those, you know, bullets
right.
But
yeah. At Mach 2 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. This is kind of interesting, too. A maker of an aircraft engine back in 1913, BMW. They were making aircraft engines back in 1913, and BMW decided, hey, let's start doing cars in 1929. And they made a very small car in 1929, BMW did, a little two-door. It had a whole whopping 15 horsepower, Mike.
So the beginning of their business was aircraft engines?
BMW? Yeah, yeah.
That's, I never knew that. I learned something new today.
Isn't that, and 15 horsepower? I just can't believe 15 horsepower when we were talking about a muscle car.
Yeah.
Our first hour, four-cylinder at 275 horsepower. Why are we all getting so greedy for more horsepower, Mike?
Well, when you get right down to it, what can you actually do with it on the street?
Burn gas.
But, I mean, as far as legally, I mean, you can't stand on it and run it up to 120 miles an hour or whatever they'll do. In fact, some of these cars, the fastest production cars, rated a little over 200 miles an hour, isn't it?
Yeah, the good old Hellcat by Chrysler.
On the Autobahn.
Oh, yeah.
They control a lot of that anymore. because of these horrendous crashes they've had. You know, these guys running these little Porsches that are running 130, 140 miles an hour, then you hit something that won't move. It gets pretty ugly.
Yeah.
Airbags, you know.
Yeah, and is that kind of why maybe Chevy Camaro in 2016 decided to put a high horsepower four cylinder in there? Because my kids aren't into the aspect of how many horses are under the hood, or I have to have a V8. All I need is the Camaro.
Well,
maybe that might be it. Huh?
Good point. Good point.
You know, and that's quite a unique thing that things have changed, haven't they? I mean, my lawnmower, 15 horsepower in a BMW, my lawnmower's got more horsepower than that. Might just cut my grass.
And you wonder how they would move with that little power. But they did. They seem to move along pretty good.
I guess what they say, it's better than walking. Give me another energy bar, I guess.
I remember Clyde Barrow writing that letter to Henry Ford about he loved the Ford V8. He said he'd only steal a Ford V8. It had power.
Yeah. And then, of course, as we grew in our lives, we started calling certain engines boat anchors.
Yeah.
But it's funny, you know, the Hemi come out back in the day. The old Hemis were massive, big, it's like, whoa, you do have a Hemi, you know.
Yeah.
Well, and then you look at the Hemi in these Dodge four-door pickups today. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
The valve cover. How wide is the valve cover compared to the old massive-looking monolith of a valve cover back in the olden days? You know, things have changed. But it gets to the point they figured it out. Like we talked to Tomcat, one of your listeners there in Alabama, we talked about octane and ethanol and all that, and they figured out that the flash point just doesn't have to be high anymore, and all we need to do is flash it, and it's going to explode. You know? Talking about exploding. You know, we've talked a little bit about Volkswagen here on Auto World, but I found out some stats that kind of shocking that Volkswagen planned, Mike, they planned to save $4 billion on that emissions defeat device.
Oh, I see. The plot thickens.
Yeah.
Storm they planned
$4 billion savings if they wouldn't have got caught.
Yeah, right.
Well, now they're looking at starting at more new stats here. The fines, the repair, the recalls start at $18 billion and go all the way up to $40 billion. I guess some of the dealers that own the Volkswagen dealerships, they aren't getting anybody coming in, and they're now wanting to get a paycheck and be bought out of their Volkswagen dealerships. Now, I think Volkswagen's a good car. It's not.
Recover from this. Yeah, I don't doubt that.
It was the four-cylinder diesels, and they're burning a little bit too rich in the diesel world, Mike, and it can be fixed. So I'm talking on the positive side.
Yeah.
They will fix it, folks. If you own one of those, Mike, they'll get their cars fixed.
Well, but they say they're starting to phase out diesel. Diesel is very popular in Europe. But now, since they've gotten so efficient with gasoline, and the price of diesel fuel has gone what it is, they're making that transition in Europe now back over to from diesel to gasoline. So the kind of noise that Volkswagen was making, that the rumors I was getting, was they were going to start bailing out of the diesel business and just go with high-efficiency gasoline engines.
Yeah. Well, heck, if you can get a four-cylinder, 275 horsepower out of a four-cylinder, you know, and the torque is 295 on that. I mean, you got to ask yourself, can a diesel get that on a four-cylinder?
No.
No. I can see these guys with these Chevy Camaros hooking up their horse trailer now with a four-cylinder. Not. Anyway, but you're absolutely right. And that back to our glove box edition on Auto World, those gloves, when I mentioned diesel, if you have a diesel, have a pair of gloves. Put a glove on that's in your glove box, and, Mike, they won't have the stink of the diesel on their hand.
Because it does stink. It does. Yeah. I had an Oldsmobile Delta Diesel 82, and they do stink. Now, I use Diesel Supreme that was when Standard Oil was still around, and it was Diesel Number 1, they called it, and it didn't smoke at all.
Yeah.
But it stinks, and it rattled like crazy. It sounded like somebody was in there with a bucket full of bolts shaking underneath the hood.
Now, why did you end up buying the diesel at that time? In your life.
I wanted to give it a shot. I got a good price on it. And I could have a full-size car and get, I was getting, what, 35, 37 miles to the gallon with this thing? It was a 350 diesel engine. It was a converted 350 GM block that Detroit Diesel made into a diesel.
Yeah.
Basically, I was swapping out heads and intake on it.
Didn't you get tired of listening to all the rocks that's in the hubcap going around and around and around, though?
No, you get used to it.
What'd you do, buy a pair of head earphones to put on while you're driving?
Radio up louder. That's all.
Yeah. What year was this?
82.
Oh, yeah.
Delta 88.
Yeah, that was a big car.
Yeah, it was. I always liked full-size cars. Then I got a deal on that one. Then I went back. I got another Lincoln after that. But I drove it for a long time. The only thing that happened to that is every 50,000 miles, as soon as it would roll over the zero, the fuel injection pump would go out. And it was a big distributor, but it was a pump. It was the cylinder in sequence, like a distributor would.
Hey, real quick, what do you remember what the diesel cost you per gallon back then?
Oh, boy. This was back, not very much. I think we were talking about $1.75, something like that.
Yeah. What is it now in your area, in Alabama?
Well, I just went, it's $1.93 for gasoline, and I didn't check the diesel price. So I would imagine it's around $2.19, something like that, $2.24 for diesel.
Gosh, after 1982 to 2015, it hasn't gone up that much, has it?
Well, it shot up. It was up to $4, now it's back down. And this oil barrel price is going to go back up, gang. So when you're buying these big vehicles, just remember, it may come back and bite you. We're just about out of time, Mark.
Oh, well, I guess they've wasted another hour with us.
Another, skill and daring has overcome fear and anxiety.
Yes, that's what we're trying to accomplish.
That's what I believe, anyway, right?
Hey, it's good to be with you, Mike, again.
Good to be with you, too. Bob will rejoin you again tomorrow on the Sunday edition of Auto World. But thank you for joining us, and we'll get together again soon. This is Mike Wallace for Mark Evans. Have a good day. This is it from Auto World on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.